It's Oldies 96.7, Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture Seeds of Success, fueled by Kubota. This week, we're looking at equestrian, powered by Starfront Feed Service. PTBOtoday.ca's Paul Rellinger caught up with Alana Yurkevich to learn more about Stillbrook Riding Stables in Keene.
Quite an operation, and I didn't know much about it. I went online, checked it out, and man, it's quite an operation, and you're a big part of it. But before we talk about what you do and the passion you bring to it, just tell me a little bit about Stillbrook. It really offers a wide range of services for anything to do with equestrian, really.
Yes. So Fred and Janine Stillman are the owners, and they bought the place in 1985. Janine began teaching lessons as a hobby in 1990, and then it just kind of spiraled from there. Now it's considered quite a large riding school and trail operation, actually. So we offer trail rides to the public. You don't have to have any riding experience to participate in that portion. And then we offer riding lessons right from the very basic beginner level, somebody who's never been on a horse before, all the way up to a competitive provincial level team.
Give us a sense of how popular this activity is for people. And when I say that, I mean, you work with you're a coach and a trainer, so you work with more advanced riders, obviously. But just for the average person and that sort of thing, it sounds like... you know, is it something that's becoming more popular? People just going out for trail rides and that sort of thing?
Honestly, in my experience, we really spiraled in an upward kind of phase after the pandemic. During the kind of COVID shutdown, outdoor activities were still allowed to be run in some capacity. So we got a huge influx during COVID. We always kind of had a wait list for our lesson program before that, but really... during that shutdown, when people were allowed to participate in the outdoor activities, we saw a huge influx of people wanting to not just trail ride, but participate in the lesson program as well. So since then, we've pretty much run at capacity all the time. Maybe we get a little bit quieter in the winter for those fair weather type riders, but we are continuously having a wait list. It's always whether we can squeeze somebody in, and our trail ride program is also super busy all the time.
Yeah, it's good to be busy, right? And it sounds like you're certainly very busy at Stillbrook. Now, as far as yourself, I mean, what a background. I mean, you know, like I alluded to earlier, you've done so many things, and not just certainly at Stillbrook, but in Burlington as well. I was reading that you're pretty involved with the team out there. Tell us about where your passion for what you do kind of came from. Was it something that was developed at a young age?
Yes, it was. So my mom was actually a figure skater, and she was a coach for that. And I didn't really enjoy that as a small child. So my grandma actually put me into a horse camp when I was 10 years old, and the love and the passion for the horses was absolute immediate. And it just kind of progressed from there. Begged my mom for a year or two to actually do the full riding lesson thing. And finally she accepted the fact that I didn't really want to be a figure skater and put me in horseback riding full time. And it just took off from there. And I just love every aspect about it.
Alana, thank you so much. We wish everybody well at Stillbrook and yourself personally. And thank you so much for making the time. I know you're pretty busy, but it's great. You've given us a lot of insight into what you do and certainly what they're doing up at Stillbrook. So thank you.
No problem at all. Happy to help.
If you want to learn more about things like equestrian, you're invited weekly to the Peterborough Farmers Market. You can find products every Saturday, 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Morrow Park.